Now, our next performer embodies the power of positive playing. He's got fire in his fingers and the blues in his soul. If an instrument has strings and a neck on it, he will grab it and make it behave. Now, I can pretty much guarantee that he will have you wrapped and rocking and rolling as soon as we get his seat set up here. Anybody here last time, by the way? Who was here last time at Nourish to hear our next performer just because you can only lose the blues when it's Lloyd Thayer. So Lloyd, I'm going to let you plug in. Lloyd Thayer.
Hi, folks. I said hi, folks. I was hoping that Marilyn was going to keep going with that introduction. Does anybody else have any positive things they want to say about me before I start? Thank you very much. I've been playing music for 27 years, and I've sold 27 albums, so I like to get as much good stuff in as I can, you know. So, I want to thank Ellen Schmidt for asking me to play tonight. How about a big hand for Ellen Schmidt? And I also want to thank Jake for helping me. This is my first song. It's called Tuning. Do you have any reverb on my guitar? Shut it off. No, just shut it. I don't want any. Okay, good, because I have my own action. Feels like there's a delay or something. No. That's okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions before I start? Okay. Great. I'm just going to take a second to take it in. I don't actually play an instrument, but I just come up here and sit here. So this is my act. Hope you're all enjoying it. I'm going to start off with an instrumental song, which is a song without words. So it's off my new album, which just was released to great acclaim last week. And it's the second, for those of you who have the album already, I know some of you do, this is the second song on the album. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. It feels really boomy to me up here. Does it to you? No? Okay. Yeah, that'd be probably helpful. All right, I'm going to, does anybody have any questions about that before I continue? Okay, great. I'm going to announce now, I'm going to have a special guest performer come up and join me. It could be any one of you, so maybe you should all go to the bathroom right now and tune. Just going to look around. No, actually, I'm going to invite, are you done with your dinner yet, Hat Rack? Do you know? Okay. I tried to make that song as long as possible so Hat Rack could eat. Hat Rack's going to come up and join me on harmonica. Oh, it's the cup for my picks. Thank you. So I want to thank the people from the Boston Natural Areas Network for coming out tonight, all the way here to Lexington. And for allowing me to play for you each summer. I have a great time doing that, and really means a lot to me. It's one of my peaks of my year to be able to do those shows. I have to say, though, I do have a slight resentment because usually after my first song, I look out and Jake has his mouth full of something delicious, and he goes, "Boy, the food's awesome." And I'm like, "That's great. I'm going to play for another 2 hours and watch you eat." So each year, he makes a point to tell me how delicious the food is, and I'm like, thanks, Jake.
What key are we going to play in?
We're going to be in B half flat.
Oh, shucks.
Just kidding. That's a little Turkish joke between me and Hat Rack.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be in G, the
G?
People's key, yeah. We're going to do a Muddy Waters tune for you that Muddy recorded a bunch of different times. It's always good to get more bang for your buck if you do
it. Which version are we going to do?
We're going to go as fast as we possibly can.
Let's get it over with.
Whoever gets to the end of the song first wins it all.
Deal.
It's really important when you draw a crowd and you play a really fast song to get them thinking, get the toes tapping, the blood flowing, stuff like that. Right, Cheryl? Okay. Does anybody have any questions about that before we go on? Okay, that's great. Is my time almost up? I'm ready. Okay. Satisfied, I just can't keep from crying. You know my little baby, she gonna jump and shout, "That old train be late, Lord, and I'll come walking out." I said, "I'm troubled, I'll be all wedding mine. I can never be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying." I hear my doorbell ring. I'm looking for my baby. I don't see but a doggone thing. I said, "I'm troubled, I'll be a wedding mine. I'd never be satisfied, I just can't keep from crying. Yeah, I feel like slapping a pistol
school in your face. Make that old graveyard, Lord, be your resting place. I said, I'm told. I'll be a word in mine. I'd never be satisfied. I just can't keep from crying. Gallagher, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm going away today. I won't be back no more. I'm going back now, South Lord. And don't you want to go? I said, I'm in trouble. I'd be a word in mine. I just can't be satisfied. I just can't keep on crying. I said, I just can't be satisfied, Lord. I just can't keep on
Thank you very much. All right, now we're going to do something as slow as we possibly can.
Well, that would be good.
Just to make you feel the full range of your feelings tonight, because I know that's what you paid for. We're going to do a Scrapper Blackwell song. I know that, please hold your applause. I know there's a lot of Scrapper Blackwell fans in the house tonight. Anybody? Okay, you can go home and Google him. Technology's wonderful, because in the old days, I would just say Scrapper Blackwell, and people would just throw stuff at you. But now you can say, you can go home and Google it. Thank you. A project. Scrapper Blackwell wrote this song in 1929, and he was a great writer. And this one is for Jake. Jake likes the slow blues because he knows that really what we just did didn't require any talent. The real talent is when you play a slow song. That's when all the magic happens. Slower the better. Plus, the other thing is, as we start to age here on stage, you have to kind of slide out, you know. I told my wife I was going to be home at 11. She was like, ooh, late night, yeah. Because usually I'd be in bed by now. Does anybody have any questions about that before I can? Okay, here we go. This is called In the Wee Midnight Hours. Sinking deep.
mind start to ramble back to days of long ago. My mind start to ramble back to days of long ago. And the one that I love, she, I don't see her anymore. Blues, why do you worry me? Why do you stay so long? Blues, why do you worry me? Why do you stay so long? You come to me yesterday and you stay with me all night long. Been so worried, I didn't know what to do. I've been so worried, I didn't know what to do. I guess that's why I have these midnight hour blues. I guess that's why I have these midnight hour blues.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lloyd. Lloyd Thayer, right there.
Pat Rat Gallagher.
Say, Lloyd, did you tell us the title of your new CD?
I didn't. Thank you for asking. It's called American Lily.
American Lily, which will be introduced in Harvard Square in January. Mark your calendars now.
Wow. January 11th.
January 11th. I knew that by heart because it's my birthday.
Oh, is it really?
So now I know what I'm doing on Saturday, January 11th at Club Passim. All Lloyd Thayer, all the time. Thank you, Lloyd.